I realize there's a general truth to some of this stuff I'm saying. Who knows, there's a place where the atmosphere of God's presence, you've made a draw on God's heart, He comes, and things happen in the presence of God. I understand that. But watch what I'm finding for you and me for every day. That the prayer of faith will save the sick. Come on, that's James 5. That's in my Bible. And that is the Word of God. And my heart needs to be established in that right there. Do you hear this? And I'm telling you, there's many of us, our confidence has been shaken. We're not even considering praying for the sick, or we've prayed and haven't seen the results. So we say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. So, well, if you tried that and it didn't work, that should be all the more incentive to keep on going after God, because God's not a liar and His Word's true and His promise must be available. So I need to grow into it and grow up into Him in all things. Are we making sense? Establish our hearts. I'm telling you, the way I hear this, and you've been hearing me quote this over and over, the way that seems right to man, it's been in me for a couple months. It's going through me. It's one of the biggest killers in the church. It's one of the biggest detriments, the way that seems right to a man. There's a logical, reasonable way that we think that justifies doubt and unbelief and stuff like that. And we have it justified right here, because it's the way that seems right, but its way leadeth to death. As a man thinketh, so he is. You get it? Okay. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And look, the Lord will raise him up. Why is the Lord involved? Because Mark 16, they went out and preached His word. He went with them and He confirmed it with signs following. So the key is, we need to camp in His word. We need to reveal who He is through His word. I was telling Pastor Don, I got to pray for a lady. She called me on the